Welcome everybody to Moms Who Do It. I'm Ari.
And I'm Jessica.
And we're here tonight with Steffi. Steffi is a doula in Texas, and we are so excited to have Steffi with us tonight so we can talk about what a doula is and what she does. She was actually my doula, and it was an incredible experience. I couldn't have done it without her giving birth, so really, really excited to have Steffi here with us tonight. So, hi Steffi.
Hi.
And Steffi, we'll start with our icebreaker question. Is there anything you've Googled recently in the context of being a mom?
Yes. How to lock down an iPhone for teenagers. And I feel like I have to do this every couple of months because they change the rules all the time.
I love this one. Did you find it out on Google?
There are always suggestions. Usually it's parents actually who say, this is what I did. And they show you what they did in the settings or whatever to kind of,
that's smart.
You know, where your kid has access to the things you want them to have access to, like stuff for school or maps. Right. I realize I need my kids to have access to maps,
but
you know, not have Snapchat on all day and all night, you know?
Yeah. How old are your kids?
My oldest is 18, and he kind of broke all the rules, you know, 10 years ago when he got his first phone. So I've had to learn the hard way with him. And then my next one is 13, and she is much more social. So we're dealing much more with the social aspect of everything. And then I have an 11, a 9, and a 6.
Oh my gosh. You're a hero.
Yeah, she really is.
Auntie helps
my kids
her
might expect to differ.
What in the, did I hear that right? I'm sorry, what? How are you like alive? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steffi does it all.
She's
amazing.
Goals.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with my pint of ice cream, you know, like that.
Oh my God, enough said.
That's my reward at the end of the day.
You gotta keep yourself going.
That's the secret. Yeah.
Yes.
That and coffee is
absolutely.
Funny.
Awesome. So Steffi, could you share with us a little bit about what a doula is? Because I know I had never heard of it very long before I met you. So what is a doula?
A doula is a hired support person who works specifically for the birthing person. I don't work for a hospital or a midwife or a birth center or anything like that. I educate and help people prepare for their birth. I kind of help them meet their goals, whatever it is that, you know, is in their heart that they want for their experience as they welcome their baby into the world. I help them achieve that as much as I can. And then in the moment when decisions come up that need to be made or plans change, I'm there to kind of help them meet that and provide support and get them to the other side.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I know when I met you and you became my doula, it was so reassuring because it was my first birth, so I had no idea what to expect, no idea what I was doing. And you were an expert on it. And so it was just like very reassuring knowing that you were going to be there through every step of that process. Cause I knew like, okay, if Steffi's cool with this, everything's good. Everything's cool.
You know? Right. If Steffi's freaking out, then it's time to freak out. Right?
Yes. Yes.
I don't freak out.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, definitely extremely helpful. And there was so much about birth that I never knew of that, you know, a doctor never explained, and you were able to take the time to explain all those things. And that also was very reassuring and very helpful.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And how did you come into this profession?
Well, totally by accident. I had never heard of a doula. You know, I had four babies and never had a doula, never heard of one, never knew what one was. I always struggled with my births, you know, not going anywhere near what I thought I might like for them to go, but I had no picture of what it looked like outside of you just go to the hospital and they put you in the bed and they give you the Pitocin and they give you your epidural and they break your water and they make your baby come, you know, and that was my experience pretty much every time. And I just kept thinking, I just wish I could do it differently. And, you know, I struggled with breastfeeding. I never really had any success with it. And so I did a lot of Googling, you know,
yeah,
as you do. Mm-hmm. And so it was like my fourth baby was about 3 weeks old. Breastfeeding was not going. It had already completely stopped and just wasn't working. And I was so frustrated, just kind of searching for answers, searching for support. And I stumbled across what a doula was. And so my husband came home a couple hours later and the house is a mess. Dinner is not made. I've got the baby sitting on my lap and I'm still just like reading what a doula is, what a doula does. How do you get the training or whatever? And he's like, what are you doing? And I said, I think I just figured out what I want to be when I grow up.
That's so awesome.
And I told him what it was and he was like, yes, yes, this is your thing.
But, wow. So. Wow. That's very cool. And when did you start doing that?
Almost right after my my sister-in-law was pregnant with my nephew right at that time. He's about 3 months younger than my son, and I attended their birth and immediately after that went to my first training and had my first client within another couple months after that. So that was in 2013.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
And what do you think is the best part of your job?
I have this tiny favorite thing, and it's not a big deal, but for me, it's where all the loops kind of close, and perfect. And it's when I go and I see someone a day or two after they've had their baby, and they tell me all about their baby like they've known them for years, you know? And it's just like, yes, everything has fallen into place. They go, oh my gosh, he always does this. You see how he always wiggles his toe like this when he does it, you know? And I'm like, I love that's my favorite
always
part.
The last 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But it's oh like they've been together forever, and that's how I want everybody to feel right after they had their babies. So that's kind of my favorite thing.
That's really nice. Really special. Yeah. And what is there anything you want people to know about doulas? People that might not be familiar with what it is.
I think probably the biggest thing that people are unsure about with doulas is if we'll support their choices. Do we only support people who birth out of hospital with a midwife? No, I support people mostly in the hospital. I enjoy a lovely home birth here and there, but most of my clients, a lot of them are planning on getting an epidural at some point during their labor. I'm there to support all of that. Like, you have a vision for your birth. It is my goal to connect you with that as much as possible and help you know how to ask for it and help you know how to prepare for it. And so I think that's the most important thing to know about doula is your doula should support your choices and help you, you know, achieve your goals.
Yeah, definitely. I know, you know, yeah, there might be a misconception of that doulas only do completely natural births with no pain meds or that they only do it at home. Totally not the case. For example, like you and I were in a hospital the entire time. So, you know, that was not the case. But it was nice, you know, when we were prepping for my birth, we made a birth plan. And I had never known what a birth plan was, that was even a thing. And so it was really nice to talk over all the different things that could happen during birth, the different medicines you can have, you know, pros and cons of all of those. That was a really nice way to help feel prepared. And then, you know, in the moment, I think I'm pretty sure I changed every single thing about the birth plan that I thought I was gonna do, but
which is okay. That is looks like, but in the practice of preparing gave you what you needed to change, you know, to switch tracks when you needed to.
Yeah, exactly. And you were there like every step of the way. So that was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know for me, I was like, oh, I'm sure, you know, let's see with no pain meds. And then I was like, give me the epidural now.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. I was like, I'm going to stick it out and just not get pain meds and do this naturally. And then once the Pitocin was like really, I'm like, I don't even care. Give me that Pitocin. Give me the epidural right now. I was excited for the epidural. I couldn't.
Oh yeah.
Getting the needle was like the best moment of my entire life. I felt like at that moment, I didn't have a doula, so that's why I'm pretty quiet. I actually didn't even really. The only thing I knew about like how do you say it? Midwifery, midwifery. I don't want to say
yeah, midwifery.
Midwifery. The only thing I knew about it was my best friend in the world, a labor delivery nurse, and we were at a career. It was like a fourth grade career fair at in lower school, and we had to set up a booth of what we wanted to be when we grew up. And my best friend, we must have been like, well, I don't know, 10 years old, whatever, however old you are in fourth grade, and she turns around. On her poster board, it was midwife. And I'm like, what? I swear on my life. And now she's a labor delivery nurse, going to be a nurse practitioner. And she was looking into being doula and all this stuff. So it's pretty crazy. But that's the only like thing I really knew about this whole doula world. I think it's awesome. And I wish I would have. I went into my birth completely just like, I just like rolled up to the hospital, no birth plan, like not prepared. Just like yeah. I knew the baby was going to come out. I just didn't know what was going to happen. So it would have been nice, you know, so maybe in the future. But yeah, that's why I don't even know what to ask, because I really didn't know much except for the career fair of my girlfriend who wanted to be a doula in fourth grade. So she followed her dreams, and now she kind of like is delivering babies all day long. So it's awesome. But yeah, I didn't become that fashion designer, unfortunately, but she did follow her dreams. But yeah, anyway, I think it's awesome to provide support to women, you know, especially the birth plan and everything. It's great. I wish I would have done that. So it's good that you know, we could see both sides of someone who had the doula and someone who hadn't had it. So I think it's awesome. I don't really have questions in the doula world, but I do think, I think you sound like a true hero with all of your children and having a pint of ice cream and just relaxing. You sound like goals to me. So my question to you is like, how in the world do you do everything? I've never met you in person, but just from sounding like Ari said such amazing things about you, you know, and having multiple children, like how do you do everything that you do? It's a weird question, but I'm like,
I do it very messily, very imperfectly, incredibly terribly some days. I learned, I think the most amazing, valuable thing I got out of having my second child was, the illusion of control just went away. I didn't have my second baby until my first one was almost five. And when you have one child to focus on for that long, you kind of think, I should be able to control everything for him and for his life. And I think his clothes should look perfect every day, and I should be sure to be able to stay on top of his haircuts and his teeth and his grades, and I should be able to make everything perfect. And the minute you have baby number two, it's like, nope, that illusion of control just evaporates. And I think for me, that was a really healthy thing to have happen.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was able to just kind of relax into my role and do it badly and still be okay, still cuddle my kids up at the end of the day and tell them I love them, you know, and have to be all right. And I still live by that.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I'm still, you know, my baby is turned 10 months yesterday, and I feel like it's very messy every single day, and it's only one of them, so
it is.
Yeah, but it would be it's interesting. Everybody, I've heard that a lot of people said that, like, once the second baby is born, it's like, okay, just survive, like, but yeah, that's super interesting. And just trying to think of other things to ask, because I'm still in shock of all the children and ice cream. So
it's pretty great, because they kind of, after a while, after there are enough of them, they kind of take care of each other. It's like they're their own little community. So in a lot of ways,
community,
I feel like I've got it easier, you know, especially with COVID. I had so much compassion for like all of my friends who were trying to figure out ways to like keep their little ones occupied in the house, not being able to go anywhere or do anything. Man, my kids, they just got together and started playing Pokemon.
It's like a daycare.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like there are enough upsides that kind of offset the difficulty of trying to manage so many people going in so many different directions, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I do have a question. When you go into the like hospitals, do you assist? Like, I know there's nurses and everything, but you're basically there just coaching the woman giving birth on, you know, like breathing and talking with the nurses and doctors. So it's like an assistant kind of thing.
Kind of. I try really hard to not talk for my client because just like I said, like sometimes in the moment the plan changes. So I don't want to say, well, on her birth plan, she said she wanted this. And she's like, actually, I changed my mind. I really want this. But try and facilitate the communication and create space for her to speak up and say what it is she wants to say to the care provider or ask questions. Like, you know,
yeah, awesome.
Do a lot to try and keep them in the room while we have those conversations and then get them out of the room so that my client has the space to kind of think and process and make a decision on how they want to move forward.
Nice. Yeah. It's so nice because sometimes doctors will just do things and you don't even know what they're doing and they don't take the time to explain it. So Steffi is definitely someone that can help mitigate that or prevent that as much as possible. Especially because birth is such a fragile, like, special time that you don't want them to do something like, for example, like, break your water. And you're like, what did you just do? And it's something you can't reverse or change or take back. So that was definitely, like, a very nice thing. And, you know, if there were things on the birth plan that I did want to stick to, then she would help advocate for that, too, because she would be like, you know, no, she doesn't want that, or she doesn't want that.
Awesome. I remember that just gave me deja vu because it's funny. My girlfriend, actually, she's a doula. She just became a doula. She was telling me she was about these hypno breathing or hypno. There's some kind of like
breathing hypnobirthing. Hypnobirthing.
So she's like, oh, you should take those classes. So I looked into it. It was super interesting. I guess I just never followed through. I was busy with work and whatever. And, but I did take some of the YouTube classes on it and I was like learning the breathing and trying to like be very focused on the breathing. And when I got, it's funny because when I got to like actually giving birth and the Pitocin was hitting, like, I did not follow any of that. I was like, it just went out the window like that because that was my birth plan. I was like, I'm gonna remember the videos. I'm gonna just like breathe. I'm gonna, and then the medicine hit, and I was like, no, I'm screaming. I'm just screaming.
Yeah. So, that Pitocin is rough. Yeah,
it is. And I had COVID while I was giving birth, so.
Oh my gosh.
I was on oxygen and then I was passing out while I was pushing. So I definitely could have used the doula, Steffi. I definitely could have used you.
Fly her in.
Yeah, seriously.
That is very hard. COVID was rough. Like through like birthing families, you know, not being able to have their people there to birthing with COVID. I had a client birth with COVID and they wouldn't let me there at that particular hospital. I couldn't be there if she had COVID. And they treated her horribly. Like everybody who came into her room had like a hazmat suit on.
Oh, and that was me.
They would like leave her food outside the door, her tray of food. Her husband would have to go like get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
they came in with the Monsters, Inc. I always call them like the Monsters, Inc. outfit. Yes. And then they like, it looked like they must have thought I had like tuberculosis or something. They were like, oh my God, don't get near her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they put us, and I talked about this last episode, they put us in like this closet because there was no COVID rooms left. And it was just my husband and I, and he was watching soccer while I was like on the Pitocin laptop. And I was like, I really could have used somebody there. So my mom couldn't come. Nobody could come. It was just him and I. And the one nurse that could come in the room at a time. And it was birth traumatic in itself, but this was like,
it's horrific. I want you to know that you have a much better experience to look forward to next time.
Oh, I can't wait. Not normal. Nothing can top
that. That was not normal.
Yep.
Oh my God. The protocol is.
If I could do that, I could do anything.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Real.
So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. But she's here. We're good.
Yeah. All good.
Yeah. So everything turned out. Yeah.
First in a long, long life of...
It'll be a good story. I mean, telling the... Not a good story, but I mean, you were born in the middle of a pandemic. Like, I mean, right? That's pretty crazy.
Right. So. I always tell my clients, sometimes our babies, you know, teach us the lesson early that we can't control their path in life. They are going to come into this world on their own terms. And
oh, yeah.
If it's with COVID and, you know, like, mm-hmm. then we just catch them and take care of them and move forward.
What do you, what was it like after, or Ari, maybe you could talk about it, but after your client has the baby, do you follow up, or when does the doula like stop being your doula? Like, I don't know. I don't know how it works, you know?
How I like to say it is our contractual obligation ends
yes.
at
exactly
a postpartum visit that we usually schedule. Usually my clients, you know, I'm checking in with them every day after they have their baby. And then we talk the day that they go home and decide when is a good time for me to come visit them at home. And I just come and see how they're doing, see what they need, get any resources to them, you know, make sure that, you know, they have the support they need around them. And then our contractual obligation is over. And from then on, they just have a friend who's a doula.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was so nice because Steffi, of course, understands what you're going through, how you feel and everything. So like she's not like overbearing, you know, because of course, once you have a baby, everyone's like, I want to see the baby. I want to see the baby. Where's the baby? And, you know, and so she's just like, let me know whenever you want me to come over, I'll come over. And then she's extremely helpful. Like she even washed, you know, some bottles when she came over, because it's like things that people don't want to do because people just want to come and hold the baby.
Oh yeah.
Which isn't helpful at all.
Yeah. Oh, totally been there.
Cause like, that's what I want to do.
Right. Right.
I want the other stuff to get done. So, that was extremely like helpful and thoughtful for sure. And then, yeah. And then you just always have her as a point of contact and a reference and all that. So, yeah, it was just a great experience. Steffi, where can people find you on social media or your doula group?
My doula group is much more active on social media. It's TLC Doula Group. Okay. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram.
Yeah.
And my Instagram is just Everdoula.
Great. And we'll tag all that and link all that.
Great.
Well, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Aww. Yeah, it was. What, before we leave, we also like to do, like, instead of an icebreaker, just a words of wisdom for our listeners in the mom world. Like, do you have any words of wisdom, just mom words of wisdom for everyone?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
You probably have a lot, but...
Actually, yeah, I have to go back to what other people have told me, because I feel like I've had a lot of good words of wisdom from other people. Probably, you know, my grandmother always told my mom, and then my mom told me, you know, you can have a clean house when your kids are gone. Right now, it doesn't have to be clean. It just needs to be warm and yeah. a safe place for them to be. And so at the end of the day, when I'm eating my ice cream and my house is a mess and my laundry's piled up to the sky, I go, well, it's not clean, but, you know, it's a warm, safe place for them to be. So.
Aw, that makes me feel better in my mess. Thank you. As I'm staring at my laundry. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
I just keep putting it on the chair.
Yep.
My pile. Yeah.
Yep.
I was so excited the day I got a laundry room with a door.
Oh.
I can close the door. Pile it all in there and I don't have to see it.
Oh my
magical.
Gosh.
Game changer. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Aw, thanks for letting me join. It was so nice to talk to y'all.
Of course, absolutely. All right, bye, everybody.
Thanks so much. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.